time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I have Mayor James Wynn of Elmo City. Lots of great things always going on over in Elmo. We've got a town cleanup day that's coming up. It's budget time. We're going to talk some of those kinds of things. You know, getting ready for Memorial Day. Just getting ready for spring and summer. If the weather would cooperate, I think is the main thing we're waiting for now. Mayor Wynn, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
So let's go. First, how are things going in Elmo right now?
Things are going really good. We had a good town meeting last night. That's been a change. We usually do it the first Wednesday, but for the rest of this year, we changed it. It's going to be the second Tuesday, so make everybody aware of that. So we posted that online in different places, but just want to make sure everybody knows.
Perfect. So let's dive right in, and let's talk some city business. The first thing up is, well, we've got budgets that are coming up. We've got volunteer firefighters. So you take your pick. Where do you want to start?
Well, as far as the budget goes, we're looking to get some stuff to help out. We need to finish the front part of our town building. We did some changes, took some rocks out. We're going to put it in the budget to put some grass in there and probably some concrete, too, just so we can make it look nicer up front of our town hall. Also, we have sand that we use to sand the roads during snowstorms and stuff. We're going to build a little lean-to store that so it doesn't get wasted. And, you know, a few odds and ends, like a trailer to help get the lawnmower around and haul stuff around the town for the town employee.
So it's always important to talk about those and let everybody know what's coming up as far as that goes. So you were saying that you've got a town cleanup that's coming up.
Yeah, our town cleanup's going to be May 1st to the 15th, and we're going to bring in some extra dumpsters, put at the dumpster site so that we can get people cleaning up their yards, different things like that. With that, we're hoping that people from other towns will respect that and not fill up our dumpsters so that we can get our people to fill those up and get things taken care of. Really want to get out to the town, you know, take pride in Elmo and, you know, get your yards organized, that kind of thing.
It is that time of year. Like I said, I think we're just really waiting on the weather now to get better, right?
Yeah, it looked like it was going to for a little while there and just turned back off again.
For a minute there. So how are other things going? You mentioned something about you were looking for volunteer firefighters, and you're getting ready for Memorial Day as well.
Yeah, our fire department, it just is a transition thing. We kind of go through, people move away, that kind of thing. We're looking for new firefighters. Our fire chief says he's ready to take anybody who's willing, and they'll train you and that kind of stuff. Also, for Memorial Day, we have our town employee getting the cemetery ready. You'll notice on our cemetery there's a sign saying when to start putting the flowers out. They have it designated May 27th is when we'll have it ready so that people can start putting decorations on the graves. And then we ask you to get those off by June 10th. And so you'll see a sign there at the cemetery as you come.
When you're dropping those things off. And then, yeah, make sure you go back and pick them up so they're not there all year. And it's important when it comes time to do maintenance and things at the cemetery for that. So was there anything else you wanted to cover that we didn't talk about?
We do have the paint going in for our pickleball court. They're patching the cement. And like you said, as soon as the weather clears back up, he'll get to that. And so we should have pickleball coming pretty soon.
And really, that is just something that's kind of taken off everywhere. It really is, and I can't believe how fast that one's going to be has taken off. So pretty soon, you'll be able to go right there to Elmo and play pickleball.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, and I know you guys are getting ready. I mean, it still seems like it's far away, but horse and buggy days isn't that far. You've got all kinds of great things going on out there in Elmo. Mayor Wynn, thank you so much for taking a moment out of your time and talking to us today. I know you're kind of under a time constraint, so I'm going to let you get back to it, okay?
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.